farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Work on Portland Agropark far advanced. Stay with us to hear more at Leta, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Agriculture says plans are far advanced for the establishment of Portland's first agropark in Spring Garden. The new agropark will focus on the production of bananas, plantains, sweet potato and peppers for the local and export trade. The announcement was made by Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Reginald Budhan at the recently held World Food Day National Ceremony and Exhibition at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education at Paisley Gardens in Portland. The 2016 commemoration of World Food Day was celebrated under the theme, Climate is Changing, Food and Agriculture Must Too. Mr. Budhan says climate change poses a threat to Jamaica achieving food security, with about 25% of the negative economic impacts from climate-related disasters in developing countries being borne by the crop, livestock, fisheries, and forestry sectors. He says the government, in partnership with other stakeholders, is undertaking several initiatives to increase the climate resilience of the agriculture sector. These initiatives include the provision of 2,700 grants to small farmers to assist in the production of approximately 1,000 hectares of crops and generating over $1.2 billion of farm income, as well as the installation of 14 water harvesting, small-scale irrigation and productivity schemes. In addition, 7 irrigation and productivity schemes are to come on stream shortly. Other initiatives aimed at implementing best practices and promotion of climate-smart agriculture and proper water and land management include the provision of 100 grants to small farmers to establish land husbandry infrastructure on their farm holdings. The objective of this initiative is to mitigate soil erosion and boost training in climate-smart agricultural best practices using the Farmer Field School methodology. Over 240 small farmers have also received support with small-scale on-farm drip irrigation systems in an effort to support year-round production. Now for a management tip for the frosty pod rot coca disease. Pods can be disposed of by burying them. Cover with at least 18 inches of soil and the fruits must remain in a bag. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Buy me to get born, buy Lanny get stone. A similar saying is, even the best I feel must have weed. Translation, if you buy meat, you will get the bone. If you buy land, you will get stone. Even the best of fields have weed. And this means there is no perfect circumstance. Everything has its drawbacks.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
If you are pregnant, protect yourself from mosquito bites, as the Zika virus can affect a baby's normal brain development. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.